Today is the 1st of September, and Mark is going to be reading for us the 25th chapter of Acts. We got messed up and skipped a chapter, so we're going back to the 25th chapter today.
Now when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and beside him, desired favor against him, that he would send him for Jerusalem, laying wait in way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, that he himself would depart shortly thither. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea. The next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul he brought. He was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about, and laid in many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all? Festus, willing up to the Jews of pleasure, answered Paul and said, wilt thou go up to Jerusalem, there be judged of these things before me? Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. The Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. For I be an offender, or have offended anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things, whereof these is accused me, no man may deliver me into the appeal unto Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred the council, answered, hast thou appealed unto Caesar? Under Caesar shalt thou go. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came unto Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause. And the king said, there is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests, the elders of the Jews informed me. Desiring to have judgment against him, to whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that which he is accused, have the accusers face to face, and license to answer himself concerning the crime laid against him. Therefore, when they were come hither without delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat, command the man to be brought forth. Against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought none accusation of such things as I supposed. They had certain questions against him of their own superstition of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive, because I doubted of such manner of questions. I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there would be judged in these matters. When Paul had appealed to be reserved, Festus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. And Agrippa said unto Festus, I will also hear the man myself tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him. On the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp was entered the place of hearing, the chief captains and principal men of the city at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And Festus said, King Agrippa and all men which are here present with us, you see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both in Jerusalem, also here crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, that he himself might appeal to Festus, I determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord, Wherefore I have brought him forward before you, and especially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had I might have somewhat to write, for it seemed to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not withal to signify some crimes laid against him.
Thank you, Lord.